The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called Web of Lies. This is part 8. Bianca went to speak to Darla later. "Tell me everything you can remember about Monica," she said. "We were best friends for many years," Darla replied. "There's a lot to tell." "Why do you ask?" "I need to find a possible weakness. There might be something in her past I can use to stop her from hurting anyone." "I thought she just wanted to hurt Craig Edwards," Darla replied. "He kind of deserves it, don't you think?"
"I don't accept that, Darla. Moreover, she seems capable of hurting other people, too. She's already threatened your family. I think she's unstable and capable of anything."
"You're scaring me," Darla said.
"Good. You should be scared. You're dealing with strange, powerful things. You can't possibly imagine how bad this could get. I'm trying to stop anything worse from happening."
Darla shared details of her friendship with Monica. The girls had spent almost all their time together, both in school and out. They never argued and often joked they were like sisters, but closer than sisters could ever be. Monica had a real sister. Darla didn't. However, she had Monica. After a few minutes of listening, Bianca interrupted Darla's reminiscence.
"Weakness, Darla. I'm looking for weakness. Something that happened in her childhood or adolescence. Something that hurt or changed her. Did you ever have to help her with a problem or trauma?"
"There was only one in all the years I knew her, but it was a big one. Her dad died suddenly when she was 10. Her mom was never the same. Monica had to step in and take care of her younger sister and brother, but not all the time. Sometimes aunts and uncles helped out. Monica was never the same either, but she and I remained steadfast friends. She told me stuff that was going on, but she handled it all. I admired her."
"Maybe she was hiding her deepest feelings," Bianca commented.
"About what?" Darla asked.
"Losing her dad. Having to take care of her siblings. Worrying about her mother. That's a lot for a kid to handle. She had to assume adult responsibility fast. She had no choice. But maybe it warped her."
"What do you mean?" Darla asked.
"Maybe she remained the little 10-year-old girl inside and hid her real feelings from everyone," Bianca explained.
"Did you ever see her cry?"
"Not once, Bianca. She told me she wasn't allowed to."
"Who told her that? Her mother?"
Darla shook her head.
"No, I think it was Monica herself." Based on what Darla told her, Bianca suspected there was more to Monica's rage than what Craig did to her. Much of the girl's pain likely resulted when death suddenly took her father. Without adequate time to grieve, she had been forced to grow up and take on big responsibilities. Then Craig robbed Monica of her own life. Now she had nothing left to lose, and all she wanted was revenge. Bianca didn't want to stop Monica with force. She preferred healing Monica by somehow changing her from within. It would start with making Monica want to give up her desire for revenge on Craig Edwards. If she could accept the fact that she could do nothing to change what happened in the past and see revenge as useless, perhaps she could find healing for Monica's other traumas as well. Back in the RV, Bianca got out the crystal ball and set it on the small kitchen table. Then she summoned Monica. When she reappeared, Bianca persuaded her to sit for a reading. It was a trick. Ghosts don't have futures because they are outside time. They don't exist at all. Monica didn't know that. Bianca did. Ghosts do have pasts, however, and Bianca hoped she could explore Monica's past while pretending to read her future. She would have to come up with believable lies to distract Monica while probing her deepest secrets. If she couldn't locate and heal Monica's pain, Bianca feared she would be unable to do anything to stop Monica from hurting people, alive and dead. "This is a new one for me," Bianca said. "I've never read a ghost's future before."
"Look, I only consented to this to find out how I might achieve my revenge. I'm not sure it will work, but at least I might get some ideas from it."
"Fine by me, Monica. Shall we get started?"
Monica nodded. "Close your eyes and relax. I'll watch the ball and see what appears."
A bright flash almost blinded Bianca. What the hell was that, she wondered.
Monica didn't seem to notice. The flash was followed by a torrent of overlapping images that made no sense. Bianca thought the crystal ball might overheat.
Then she saw a pattern.
One image dominated all the others. It was that of a man. His face changed from memory to memory, but Bianca recognized him each time he appeared.
She tried to think of a way to ask Monica who he was.
"Are you seeing anything?" Monica asked impatiently.
"Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. So, how do I get my revenge?"
"Well, I haven't seen anything in your future yet. So far, I'm only seeing what I assume is your past. Sometimes it works that way."
"I already know what my past is, Bianca."
"Yes, you do, but the ball doesn't. It has to catch up."
"Tell it to hurry up," Monica demanded.
"There is one thing I'm noticing."
"What's that?"
"The same person keeps appearing. It's a man. I've seen his face maybe 100 times already. He's always smiling."
"Oh, that's my dad," Monica explained.
"Wow.
You must have loved him very much to recall him so fondly."
"I did," Monica replied. "But I don't anymore. He hurt me badly."
Bianca recalled Darla told her Monica's father died when she was 10. She hoped Monica would tell her about what had happened.
"How did he hurt you?" Bianca asked.
"I don't want to talk about it. It has nothing to do with my revenge on Craig."
"Suit yourself, but I can't work with you unless you're honest with me."
"Drop it," Monica barked. Bianca suspected she might have just found the key to Monica's pain. She waited. More images flashed in the crystal ball. Monica sat silently, impatient for the reading to produce a result. There was only one outcome she wanted.
"This is a waste of time," she finally exclaimed, frustrated.
"It's not finished yet."
"Well, I'm finished," Monica said. "That thing's a joke. You're a fraud. I did what you wanted. Now you have to do what I want."
Bianca remained silent.
"Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? I have to move on."
"But I don't," Bianca replied calmly.
"You refuse to help me? I can hurt you too, you know."
"No, you can't, and you know it," Bianca replied. She knew the opposite was true, but Monica seemed unaware of what she could do if she fervently wanted to. It was time to bluff.
"Monica, I'm trying to help you. That's all I'm trying to do. You don't seem to realize how mistaken you are about wanting to take revenge."
"Mistaken? How?"
"Did you ever hear of karma?" Bianca asked.
"It's bullshit."
"It's real, Monica. If you do what you want to all the people you've threatened, you will incur bad karma that will haunt you for eons. You can't escape it."
"I don't believe you."
"I'm telling you the truth," Bianca lied. "Let me help you find another way."
"There is no other way."
"I think there is.
And I'm the right person to help you find it.
I know a lot you don't about the supernatural.
I can help end your suffering."
Until that moment, Monica hadn't realized she was suffering, and she didn't know what to say.
Bianca waited. The crystal ball sat empty of images. It had done its job. It had opened Monica so Bianca could reach within her and offer her healing. However, Monica had to invite Bianca in.
"The reason why you saw my father so much in your crystal ball is that he died when I was 10, Monica explained. "But I never stopped thinking about him. I made an effort to remember every single moment he and I were together, going all the way back to my infancy. I wanted to freeze those memories in my mind and never let them fade. They didn't. And I was happy, even though he was gone. At least I still had my memories. Until..." Monica paused. She seemed ready to cry. Bianca waited for Monica to continue.
"I know this is hard, Monica, but you can trust me. Just tell me everything."
"It's too painful."
"I can end your pain," Bianca said soothingly.
Monica shook her head.
"No one can end it. It will be with me for as long as I exist. It is me."
"I disagree. Your pain can end, Monica, and you can go on, but only if you want to."
"I don't believe you," Monica said.
"Why don't you just tell me what happened and then let me help you?"
Monica recounted the circumstances of her murder. "After Craig hit me hard, I was lying there, and I knew I was dying. I was hurt and angry, but also strangely happy."
"Happy?" Bianca asked. "Why?"
"I didn't want to die, but I knew I would be with my daddy again. That made it almost okay."
"You loved him very much and missed him very much," Bianca commented.
Monica nodded.
"But it was what happened after I died that ripped me apart."
"What happened?"
"I found him right away. The world of the dead is a strange place. It seems that families gravitate together. It just happens. I don't know how."
"He must have been so happy to see you, even though you were dead," Bianca commented. Monica broke down and cried, but there was no wetness. Ghost tears are eerily dry, but the feelings are real. She shook her head. He wasn't, she said. Bianca didn't know what to say. She needed to take Monica into the darkest regions of her pain, but knew the hurt would increase the closer Monica came to the source. Bianca had to know what that source was so she could heal Monica. She hoped Monica would finish the journey before the pain became overwhelming. Could her father be the source? What do you mean, Monica? Tell me what happened. I found my daddy. I went up to him. I threw my arms around him. I was so happy. Can you imagine it? I was truly happy that I was dead just because I got to see my daddy again. But something happened? Bianca asked. I expected him to be as happy as I was. Oh, I think I understand, Bianca said. He wasn't. Monica nodded slowly. He didn't even know me. He didn't say my name, smile at me, or call me his favorite daughter like he used to. There was nothing. I'm so sorry, Monica. Monica became enraged. Sorry doesn't cut it. My daddy didn't know me, or at least he pretended not to know me. I don't know which is worse. Anyway, I hated him at that moment. I hated the world I just came from, and I hated everyone I knew in that world. Not just Craig Edwards, who murdered me, but everyone else I knew, including Darla. Bianca ignored Monica's rage. What happened with your father wasn't his fault, she explained. Monica didn't believe Bianca. Well, whose fault was it then? There's something you should know. Some people, like you, retain all their memories after they die. Other people lose everything. They don't even know their names. Everything gets stripped away when they cross over into the afterlife. I think that's what happened to your father. Monica's expression changed. You mean my daddy doesn't hate me? Not really? It's sad to say, but your father doesn't even know you, or himself for that matter. He doesn't know anything about this world. How could that happen? Monica asked. Some people believe it has something to do with reincarnation, but I'm not familiar with all the details. Maybe your daddy's stay in the afterlife was supposed to be temporary. Maybe he was supposed to come back. Monica's expression changed from anger to hopefulness. Back? You mean to me? She asked. Well, to someone. Monica became excited. No, I see it now, she said. He was supposed to come back to me. He was waiting there until I got married and pregnant, and then he would have been my first child. Craig Edwards stole my daddy from me, she shrieked. I'm going to punish him so bad. Oh, God, Bianca thought. We're back here again. I had hoped we could get past this. Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.